it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
No shortage of stuff to bowl up. I'm very, very keen to see what you've got for us in Take It or Leave It.
Absolutely. Here, thanks to our friends Glow Fire Pits. Magnificent. Rekindle the spark with Glow and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Glowheating.com.au.
Have you got one, Andy?
Get a fresh today.
Get one of those in the backyard.
Have you got one?
I'm going to try one, apparently. One's on the way, and I'll let you know how they are. Oh, nice. I'm very much looking forward to putting it in the backyard.
You don't ask, you don't get, Andrew.
Just get enthusiastic about life every now and again, Keefe, and things come your way as opposed to you. Always miserable.
I've had more than my fair share of fringe benefits along the way, so I'm not...
Take it or leave
it. I'm not out there lobbying.
Take it or leave it.
Like some of us.
If I told you that Connor Rozee is playing in the showdown, would you change your tip?
Surely he is not.
He has passed a fitness test and is playing.
No, that's a head fake.
Thought he was out for 6 weeks.
No, there's no way he's playing.
Or the season with his...
You've got to be honest with your injuries now in the AFL, apparently. Port Adelaide have just declared that he's passed a fitness test and will play in the showdown.
He injured his hamstring.
I know.
Or knee.
No, it was his hamstring.
No, but at the time they said it.
That's an incorrect.
But ultimately it was the knee. But at the time there was some, wasn't there some judgments being made that he might have actually done his knee?
I don't know, but it was, no.
Well, he's playing. Well, I was going to tip Adelaide. I might tip Port now.
So you're just disregarding the fact that what your eyes you saw with your own eyes last week.
I believe Ken. He's not a liar.
No, but that seems to. That's extraordinary if he plays.
It's good news.
Good news.
Oh, it's very good news. Mm. Someone needs to teach him how to kick a torp.
That was not a good torp.
No.
No one can kick torps. They don't do it anymore.
We got Anthony Rocker on the front bar tomorrow night.
He can kick
a torp. Glory filled days because he could get torpedo.
He could.
The bar shape.
Take it or leave it. Jeremy Cameron is the most valuable player in the AFL.
Take it.
Doesn't have to be the best.
No. Take it.
The most valuable.
He might be the best.
He could be both.
He might be the best player because when it matters, he does stuff.
Well, if you're going to make that call, you've got to. If you're, let's just say you're the Tassie Devils. And they've changed the rules, and you've got the pick. You can have the pick of any single player in the competition.
Yep.
And let's just to make the argument or the hypothetical a little bit more realistic, that you're only playing for the next 2 years, so it's not like you've...
Okay, Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, I reckon I'd probably
take Jeremy. You were going to say, would you take him? For a long-term perspective, given the age of the man, you might not, but if you're only going to make it a two-year...
No, just for the
I'm taking
now.
Him.
Yeah, I think I probably would too. Who would you take?
Who would you take instead?
Well,
you have to take Nick Daigos because he said he's the best player ever.
Well, I didn't say that.
You said he's the best player of the game.
I said he's on the trajectory.
He will be the greatest player of the game.
That's what
ever
you said.
Seen.
I said, I have my loyals onto this because I said he's on the trajectory. If he keeps up this pace, and this was at his peak of his power last year, that he will become the greatest player ever.
You just said he'll become the greatest player
ever.
I'm
not saying he is now.
You just said it again.
I didn't. I said he's on the trajectory.
We will clip that up unfairly.
love the way he goes about it.
Take it or leave it.
Bond would be right there.
Take someone else.
Bond would be right there. No, you're not upset if he fell through the second pick.
No, I'm taking Jeremy Cameron.
Yes.
Cripps.
And he's right in the mix too.
Take it or leave it. There's only one spot in the top four available.
Ooh. What do you mean?
The Giants, the Cats, and the Swans will be in the top four after round 24. Swans.
Surely the Blues, after
all. Well, they're not in at the moment.
No, they're not.
Port Adelaide in. I think Port Adelaide's spot, take it or leave it, is the only one up for grabs.
No, I'm leaving that. Still early days. Well,
Port Adelaide's fifth,
anything
mate.
Can happen.
Who's fourth?
Melbourne's fourth.
Okay, I think Melbourne's spot is
on
the
percentage,
only one up for grabs.
So you think, let's just rephrase it. Take it or leave it, these three teams are locked into the finals.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Right. I'm leaving that. I'm leaving it.
Locked into the top four, you mean?
That
locked
is right.
into the finals.
Yeah. Locked into the top four.
Top four. Leave it.
Hmm.
Leave it. And he's too far out. There's a lot of seasons
to be played.
Well,
that's what we do this game.
That's right. So you've got to leave it. Because
I'm taking it. Oh, I'm taking it.
I think Carlton will take the spot of Melbourne by season's end.
Well, I hope you're right. But
that's not the point. The point is you're still saying those three are locked in. So it's a different question.
Correct. Those three are locked in.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Melbourne beat Geelong this week.
Melbourne will beat Geelong.
I'm going to take that.
No, leave. And what?
On this stupid basis that it's so hard to win eight games in a row
they're
in this competition.
They're going to lose one.
That is a stupid argument.
Yes. No, I'm leaving that. I'm leaving that.
They're going to lose one sooner or later.
They do.
No, but this is a game. It's a statement game. I think they're a better chance to lose to one of those mid-tier teams
like
for that
Fremantle
basis.
In Perth.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. As opposed to team, they go, hey, boys.
I understand that. I understand that
this
argument.
This is a team that's going to be right there when the whips are cracked. The whips are cracking.
Yeah.
So we've got to make a statement here, and they're on a roll.
Take it or leave it.
I'm taking your previous one. Mm.
Yep. Take it or leave it.
Jeez.
The most irrelevant numbers in football are membership figures.
I'm leaving that. They're highly relevant.
They're irrelevant.
They're highly relevant.
They are irrelevant. No, I want to know how much you're making from your membership, not how many you've got.
Well, they're both.
You can have a very high percentage of three-game members that pay $70, and other clubs could have a high percentage of $300 a year members. So don't.
For the financial viability, you take it. But for as far as just the interest in your club, the engagement you have with the numbers, the yield is not that important. It's the number. The number, and if they come to one game or they come to 22 games. It doesn't matter.
I never thought I'd hear from you the yield isn't important.
Why?
You're a dollars man.
Yeah, you're a yield
You're all
man.
About the yield.
No, you but are. Not in this context. I say, if you're saying, is it important for the financial viability, I take it. Like I said, I'm just repeating myself. Just repeating myself again.
It is a you-know-what swinging contest. Membership numbers.
It's irrelevant.
It is. Oh, we've got 100. Not against Carlton. Just came out this week. We've got 89,000 members. Well, you got 15,000 you gained half the time.
Are they audited? Like, do we get a breakdown of three-game memberships?
Your club's annual report.
How many dogs are members? Mm-hmm. Like, do we know? Like,
I don't know.
Would it be of any interest to people if that sort of stuff needed to be declared?
I'd be interested.
Okay, you got 100,000 members.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, have you got
35,000 of them might be digital members that pay $10.
So what? This means they're engaged in the club, and that means something.
I think it's a nice marketing tool to be able to say, there's a big Carlton's bought a big. And I know this could be declared as being the Carlton show, but you brought up the membership thing, mm-hmm. and it is relevant at the moment because they were the big news yesterday.
Could have used any other team. They've
No. Well, because that's incorrect.
The one in the news.
That's incorrect. On the corner of Victoria Street and Hoddle Street at the moment, there's that big digital wraparound Times Square LED. Mm-hmm. And it's splayed all over that at the moment. Carlton, 100,000, and they've got all the photos of the people.
That's why it means something.
It's very good branding and marketing, Keith. I'm agreeing with you.
Right. Well, you left it, though. Well, I took it.
I didn't leave it or take it yet. I hadn't got around it. You were just dominating
the
airwaves.
You
were very
passionate. No, you're leaving. You're both leaving. Take it or leave it. The media have not been hard enough on St Kilda this year.
Are you saying that the Ross Lyon Darling factor?
No, I don't think it's that. But I'm just saying, they were a finalist last year. There was, David King was big on them in the preseason. They've had their injuries. Yeah, I think that's hurt them.
Yeah, I think
they haven't really been under the microscope like some others yet.
No, I'm going to leave it because I think the understanding of what's happened to their list is part of the reason for why they've been covered the way they've been covered.
Mm. And outside of that one game, what was it, 2 weeks ago where they got their.
They've had some close losses.
They've been pretty competitive.
They have.
The doggies are all of them.
They said they're not appealing. I send back the emoji thumbs up and we'll move on.
They've had some close losses. So we'll do some more later. We're going to do a bit of a couple of cricket issues.
I'm looking forward to this.
Some interesting comments out of the LIV Golf tournament we might have to touch on.
Oh, Smithy.
Come on, Cameron.
7 minutes
So now you're in his head and you want to make up his mind for him.
He's allowed to say what he wants to say. He can say whatever he wants. So we'll talk about that
according
later.
To you.
No, well, he can. We don't have to buy it, do we?
I'd like to think you would at least believe him. It's coming out of his own mouth.
Oh. Okay. That's how it is with you these days. We here for Berwick BMW. Committed, standing out from the crowd. Jump into your next Mini at Berwick Mini Garage.